Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, September 2nd, 2020, COVID-19 Unemployment Insurance Tax Rate Table, CY 2021. The Iowa Department of Workforce Development, IWD, has announced that the unemployment insurance tax rates for Iowa employers will remain unchanged for CY 2021. Governor Kim Reynolds transferred $490 million in federal Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security CARES Act funds to the Unemployment Compensation Fund on June 29, 2020. The balance in the trust fund is a key factor in determining which tax rate table will apply for the year. The tax table will remain Table 7. Employers pay the lowest rates with Tax Table 8. The IWD has estimated that the transfer will reduce employer contributions to the trust fund by over $400 million in CY 2021. Iowa Code Section 96.7 establishes the rules for determining the unemployment insurance tax table and the required employer contributions to the trust fund. The rules are designed to enable the trust fund to keep pace with potential liabilities as covered unemployment and wages grow. Also, all unemployment claims filed and paid as a result of COVID-19 continue to not be charged to an employer. Chargeable benefits determine whether the employer is placed in the tax rate table and the tax rate the employer must pay. Therefore, employers will not be required to pay additional taxes into the trust fund as a result of COVID-19 benefit payments. The monies paid to employees filing for unemployment insurance benefits will be paid out of the trust fund. This means that the tax rates for CY 2022 may be affected if the balance of the trust fund decreases due to the payment of COVID-19 claims and employers not paying additional taxes. The trust fund had a balance of approximately $1.144 billion as of August 27, 2020. The Unemployment Compensation Trust Fund Status Report for CY 2019 includes information about the trust fund and the Unemployment Compensation Reserve Fund. Included is information about contributions to the balance of the funds. The historical unemployment insurance rate table provides current and past rate information. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Ron Robinson, Senior Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-6256.